Hey, Kathy Burns, welcome to the program. We have an unsavory conversation for you today, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we usually like our chicken savory, but we're going to talk about the unsavory aspects of Americans' desire for cheap food.
Well, and bird flu. Lots of chicken. Bird flu has been big in the news this year and last year. And, you know, some of these huge, I mean, we're talking about, what, 20,000 birds in a facility?
20,000 birds often per enclosure.
Per building,
and there may
yeah.
be maybe dozens of those, if not, I don't know, hundreds of those in one production facility.
And they've all got to be euthanized if bird flu is found.
Not necessarily. Sometimes there are, I mean, in one enclosure, yes, they do have to be. Maybe not necessarily all on one farm, but they test the birds for the presence.
And how do, I mean, yeah, you killing them has got to be brutal. What's involved?
Well, yeah, this is not easy to listen to. There are two typical methods. The one is called ventilation shutdown, and that's where workers seal off all the enclosures to a building or all the openings in a building, all of the ventilation, and inevitably the heat will rise so high, because those birds are respiring and creating their own heat, that they will have a death from one or a combination of heat stroke, organ failure, and suffocation. And that process can take an hour or so. Some producers, with the ability to add extra heat to finish them off a little faster, will do so. They are trying to shorten the suffering, but
it's an hour.
It's still pretty. It can take
mm-hmm.
an hour for all of them to die. The other method that is typically used is that workers will flood an enclosure with a suffocating foam, and it slowly fills the space, causing a lot of confusion and chaos until inevitably those birds will suffocate from the foam, and they will be dead again within about an hour.
So yeah, and if bird flu were to occur in a backyard chicken flock, I mean I don't know how other people would do it, but we would simply take an axe or a knife to the bird and it would be dead in a matter of seconds.
Correct. We would put on protective gear. Well, we would protect ourselves, because the flu can jump to people in those conditions. But the workers in the cases of these huge production facilities, it's gruesome. And they are mostly folks from other countries, mostly with a little representation for the rights. And in order to carry out their assigned duties, they're supposed to put on protective gear, special suits, masks, gloves. It's reported, I forget who the source of this is, but a Capital Dispatch story recently had a longer article about it. It's reported that they're often wearing gear that gets soaked through with their own sweat, with the foam, with the chicken blood, etc., or these suits or masks or gloves can get tears in them through constant use. And then these people have to go through the floors and other spaces in these enclosed facilities, picking up every single dead chicken, because there's not a big bulldozer that comes in. They pick up every single one and haul it out or put it into a big container where it's going to be hauled out. And they're supposed to take a shower on their way out of the facility. And a lot of those workers reportedly say that they don't want to take those showers because the warm water in those facilities is then carrying the essence of the dead chickens. And if they shower in that, they can't get it off their skin for days.
Yeah, that's terrible. And I mean, I don't know what, again, the irony here is we have the Trump administration wanting to deport as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of the people who would be deported are those doing the most gruesome tasks. I mean, meatpacking plants, and maybe it's a little better. I don't know, but it's not much better than this kind of work.
But it's tasks that they're doing so that most of us, I would say non-immigrant folks, can have cheap food.
Not recently immigrant.
Immigrant. I'm descended from immigrants, all of us except the indigenous folks in the country, but it's so we can have cheap food. And there's an irony in that, too, because millions of birds being culled at a time, and it takes many dollars for those companies to bring their flocks back up to to speed to get laying again if it's for egg production, or to get them to broiler size if it's for meat production, and then their prices are raising anyway.
Really good comparison. In the U.S., in 2024, 41 million birds were culled or euthanized, probably by one of these two methods. In Canada, 37,000 birds were euthanized. And again, they, you know, in Canada, the buildings are smaller. They're they're smaller units of confinement. And you know, when you put that many birds in a building and that many buildings in one place, you're gonna have these problems.
Yeah, I think the lessons are that the real epidemic is not so much the avian flu, but our desire for an expectation of cheap food with no understanding of what goes into making
and
it.
And how we raise it.
How we raise that
in
food.
In order to get cheap food.
Mm-hmm. And as much as we can, we've got to support small-scale producers.
Kathy, thanks so much for the conversation today.
You bet, even if it was gross.
Right.